Shebs, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on weekday meditation. On Ephesians chapter 4, there is a pretty direct statement that Paul makes about how we are to behave when it comes to our interpersonal relationships and forgiveness. Listen to what chapter 4, beginning in verse 31, has to say. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Now, I think it's interesting that Paul says, get rid of, and then he lists bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander. And then he goes on and says, as well as all types of evil behavior. So we know that those things are evil. And you say, wait a minute, bitterness couldn't be evil. Chuck, that's something that's just me. It's not like I'm sharing it. Well, I think Paul is saying when it takes root in your life that it can grow much faster than you think. It's like kudzu in the South, and it can take over your life. And then he says, instead of all those things, be kind, be tenderhearted, and then he points out forgiving one another just as God through Christ has forgiven you. So today, I ask you to take an inventory and ask yourself, look in the mirror real hard, how are we doing in bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, slander, all types of evil behavior, and most of these I believe are attitudinal, and instead, how are we doing in being tenderhearted, forgiving, and kind? Because that is how Christ has dealt with us. So friend, let's start our meditation with a couple of breaths and prayer time, and then listen to the voice of God. Let's breathe. God, would you give each listener and participant with this weekday meditation a spirit that eliminates from their very soul bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, or slander, any gossip or evil behavior. And instead, would you give them a spirit of kindness, of being tenderhearted, and forgiving one another, just like you have forgiven us through Christ Jesus. And now I want to give you some time to just close your eyes and slump in your chair, if you will, and get completely comfortable and let all of your muscles get out of that tense mode of the world and enter into a place of quietude that you might hear the promptings and the voice of God as he gives you direction in relationships and in forgiveness in particular. I'll mind the time and I'll be back in a couple of moments. I'm so glad that you're back, and thanks for joining me in these weekday meditations. I truly believe that when we learn how to insert quietude into our life and we begin to intentionally listen for the voice of God, it will come to us so much simpler than what we could imagine. That I believe he wants to speak to us and does speak to us regularly. I think oftentimes in our humanity, we try to explain it away, and in oftentimes our intellect, we simply want to explain it away. So, my friend, I'm so grateful you joined me today for a weekday meditation. I'll see you back tomorrow. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another Weekday Meditation tomorrow. Bye now.